The law of making up Havdalah if one did not recite it on Motzei Shabbos, and the order that is to be followed when making it up on such occasions. So as we all know, Havdalah takes place on Saturday night. Whether or not Havdalah can be said on a later date is the discussion of the Gemara in Maseches Psachim 106a. Practically, we find two different approaches there in the Gemara. One approach is that you can say Havdalah until Wednesday. So is the opinion of Bnei Rabbi Chiya there in the Gemara and Rabbi Zeira. And according to some Gersoi, so is the opinion of Rava. However, another Gerson, the opinion of Rava, is that Havdalah may only be said on that day, meaning Sunday, and not any further. Practically, the Rishonim debate as to whom to rule like, the approach that Havdalah can only be said until the end of Sunday, or the approach that says it can be said until Tuesday. Both opinions are recorded in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, and practically the Ramah there conclude that the main opinion follows that Havdalah may be said until Tuesday, and so rules the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 299, Halacha 8. This follows the ruling of Rashi, the Rashbam, Tosfos, and Rosh in the above Gemara in Psachim in their conclusion, and commentary and so rules Rav Amram Goin, and so is the opinion of the Rambam. However, being that the Mechaber himself does record a second opinion in his Shulchan Aruch, which is the opinion of the Rif and of many of the Goinim, the Bahag, Maritz Geus, Siddur Asag, in their understanding of the conclusion of the Gemara, that Havdalah may only be said until Sunday night, not including Sunday night, and not any further. Based on this, some of the Sfardi Poskim rule that one should not recite Havdalah past Sunday by sunset, unless he does so without saying Shem Umalchus, without Hashem's name. So concludes the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChayim. So practically on this question, if for whatever reason one did not say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, he may say Havdalah on Sunday. If for whatever reason one did not say Havdalah on Sunday, and it is already past sunset, then Ashkenazim may do so until Tuesday, while Sfardim should be stringent to say it without Hashem's name, as we stated. Now going to address a number of questions and answers regarding this ruling. Our first question, until when on Tuesday may Havdalah be recited? So it's evident that Havdalah may only be recited until sunset of Tuesday, being that after sunset it's already Bein Hashmashes of Wednesday, and certainly then we would apply Safek Brachas Lahakil. And so explicitly rules the Makor Chaim of the Chavis Yor on this chapter 299 that you can only say Havdalah till sunset. So once it's after sunset of Tuesday, all of Tuesday, one can no longer say Havdalah. Now regarding if one may say Havdalah even if he purposely did not say it on Motzei Shabbos, meaning he bemazed, refused to say it for whatever reason, and it wasn't just that he forgot, then although the Poskim discussed this matter and some rule that he may not make it up in such a case, even on Sunday, and certainly not until Tuesday, according to the rulings of the Alter Rebbe, one may still make it up on Sunday, and may even make it up until Tuesday as one who forgot. So bottom line, whether one forgot to say it on Motzei Shabbos, or he advertently missed saying it on Motzei Shabbos, he may recite it till Tuesday by Shkia. Although there are Poskim who argue. So likewise concludes the Mishnah Brura that it may be said till Tuesday even in such a case. Now, is one allowed to eat prior to hearing Havdalah or saying Havdalah if he didn't say it on Motzei Shabbos? So the answer is that it's forbidden to eat prior to Havdalah. And as soon as you remember that you didn't say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you must fast. It's forbidden for you to eat or drink until you say Havdalah. Just as we would apply in a regular Motzei Shabbos. And regarding water, those who are lenient on a regular Motzei Shabbos may be lenient here as well, and those who are stringent should be stringent here as well. Furthermore, there are Poskim who even rule that if one went ahead and ate before saying Havdalah on Sunday and onwards, then he actually can no longer say Havdalah. Now, practically, we do not rule this way, as concludes the Ramah, the Alter Rebbe, and the Shulchan Aruch, but nonetheless, from here we can understand the severity that it's forbidden to eat or drink anything, with exception to water, which is dependent on custom, until Havdalah is said, even on Tuesday. If one remembered in the middle of a meal, then he must stop his meal and immediately say Havdalah. Once, however, Tuesday has already passed, it's already after sunset, and since he can no longer say Havdalah, as we explain, he may now eat and drink without regulation. Now, what is the order of Havdalah that is followed when you make up Havdalah after Saturday night? So it's ruled on the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that in the event that one is saying Avdalah on Sunday or onwards, then the blessings of Besamim or Ma'ira Ha'esh are not said, as these blessings relate specifically to Saturday night, when we need to comfort our soul with the leave of Shabbos by using Besamim, and when we remember the fire that was created by God on Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, immediately after finishing the blessing of Beir Pri Agafen, we immediately recite the blessing of Mamavdil and skip Besamim and Ma'ir Ha'esh. Now regarding if one should say the parag of Hinekel Yeshuasi, while some Paiskim say it's only recited on Motzei Shabbos, meaning when you say Avdalah on Motzei Shabbos, practically one may do so even when making Avdalah on Sunday and onwards, just as is a custom on Motzei Yontif. Other subjects and cases that relate to our discussion, which are beyond the scope of this lesson, is regarding if Yontif falls out after Shabbos, and when remembered on Yontif that he didn't say Avdalah, what he is to do in such a case. Likewise, the laws of if one forgot to say Avdalah on Matzah Yontif, and what an Einin to do if his relative passed away before Saturday night, and therefore didn't say Avdalah Matzah Shabbos, these details will emerge and be covered in a future lesson.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.